water and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to episode something of something for something podcast. It's Robin Tate here. This is the Overseas Connection. It's the 6th of November, 2022. We are a video game podcast. We are mature adults. We podcast live every single week on a Sunday evening at 9 o'clock in the evening in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. on Central Time. And by this stage, the world should have caught up with everything that's going on as far as clocks going back. Both America and the UK are once again aligned in the strange little way that we do this. We go out on twitch.tv/OC podcast, on youtube.com/OC podcast. We have a Facebook group to go to, fb.somethingpod. Yes, we're there too on Twitters and the lot. So it's Robin Tate here. I am in Ballymena. I'm in Northern Ireland. And I'm joined tonight by the wonderful Pete Chin. Good evening.
Good evening, Robin.
It be a UK show.
All the way from Birmingham.
Birmingham.
In England.
Birmingham. Isn't that really cool?
I'm here as well.
Yeah, it is. It's just you and me, love.
It is. And two toilets. Smelly finger and Klingon.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of the way it is tonight, you know, because... Because I wouldn't like to be cleaning out the cages of the other folk because they've been on the Extra Life this weekend. So that's why Kim and the guys aren't around. But it's just you and me, and we'll be fine, Pete. We'll be fine. You look as if you're in the blue oyster, Pete, there, with that wonderful blue glow.
It's my screen. I'm sorry. It always set it up.
Okay. So this week we have a couple of birthdays. Andy Cox is actually today. I think we mentioned you last week, Andy. So happy birthday for today. The wonderful, the gorgeous Katie Stubbs, who I've met on several occasions. Good Northern girl. Met her at EGX. Her birthday is on the 12th of November. And I won't say what age she is because when I first met her, she was about flipping 16.
I'm hoping she had a southern accent then.
Yeah, well,
she's a southern girl, not a northern one.
I know, but she has that northern vibe about her.
Chilled she? Out.
Yeah, chilled.
She's very chilled.
Very, very chilled gamer. So happy birthday, guys. Andy and Katie, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here.
Gentleman was not recognized.
Let's find out what we've been doing.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Hey, Boomer! How's it going, lad? That's like, hey, Boomer, typing and talking all at once. It's live. You can join our live chat every week and interact with us knobs. This week, Pete... Peter, you have still been moving stuff around from one house to the other. When do you release the old digs?
Don't know. Still ain't got a date set yet. Do you know what's really, like, awkward about selling houses now? They just want, like, so much information. Did you have that with your house in Belfast?
No. Like, everyone... No, it was really weird. The last house that I sold there... it was a Chinese girl who had very, very little English, and translators were involved. And
all right.
Literally, pretty much the day she put the offer in to say that she was going to buy the house, she wanted to move in the next day. So very, very little understanding of how the whole system worked. To the point of on the day of completion, she was there going to be there at 8 o'clock the next morning, sort of thing. And anyway, so it was pretty pain free.
But as you might remember from previous weeks when I've been at my other house, I used to be in my loft.
Yes,
and it's a loft conversion, and I didn't have any like building completion certificate for that. I didn't really thought that you need to do that for that type of thing.
Did you? Was there a window in the dormer? Was a window in the roof?
There's two windows. One on it's squared off on the one side, and then there's a dormer window on the other one. And because it was installed in 2004, I just thought, well, that's years and years and years ago. Yeah. You ain't gonna need that. But apparently, according to their solicitors, you do. But I've got in touch with the council, and they've come back and said, no, you don't, because of the amount of time it's passed. So they've issued me a letter that's an elapse of time letter. And then they wanted, do you remember when I got broke into?
Yes.
Yeah, well, I had two windows and a door installed. And apparently, you have to have a Fenza certificate for that. And if you can't sell the house without this Fenza certificate. So I've had to go and get one of those, which takes 20 to 30 days. And then they wanted the initial boiler installation certificate, which that was installed well before my time. So out of the gesture of goodwill, I've got a landlord like gas safety certificate.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did have to get that now for their solicitors, for the gas boiler.
So all these things like have delayed the sale. And they've started complaining now that they're having to wait so long, and I'm like, "Well,
tough.
If you fucking want, you wanted this information, it's tough fucking shit." So,
one of the houses we sold, I had put a sunroom onto it, and at the time it was 4 meters long by 3.5 meters wide or something. And while it was being built, I went, "You know what? Make it a bit longer. Make it 5 meters longer. That would be better. I just see the shape. Just." And when we went to sell the house, I had to retrospectively get planning permission for the extra meter.
Yeah.
Because 4 meters was the limit, and my builder never said anything. And it wasn't that much bother, but it was just hassle. And
I think you have to be careful with the height as well, don't you?
It's stressful enough time. As far as your roof space conversion is concerned, the only thing that I would have thought would be if it would have been the windows, because there's nothing to say you can't. If you hadn't had a window up there and it was just a unnatural light, with boarded and done, I can't see how that affects anything. But anyway, look here, you're getting it sorted. That's the main thing, isn't it?
This is it. It's just extending the length of the sale. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm in my new house, so I don't care. They've got the waiting, not me.
Cool.
So, yeah, been doing that. It's my birthday this week, so I had a day off. We went into Birmingham. And we went to the Custard Factory. Have you heard of that?
Yes, actually, yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, it's getting like really trendy now in Birmingham, that area. There's lots and lots of things like ghetto golf.
What, do you shoot people on the way round or something, or what do you do?
Yeah, it's ghetto golf is like crazy golf, but it's set in a very graffitied area that's all ultraviolet. It's very cool and trendy, and the cocktails are all bespoke to
with cocks in them.
Different graffiti things, the cool things. But there's also a bar there that's called NQ64, and it's got lots of arcade machines in.
NQ, okay.
Probably not like what's that place we go to in Bury?
Yeah, the arcade club.
Nothing like that, but at least it's got a good, I don't know, I'd say about 50 retro arcade machines, and there's 4 or 5 free-to-play consoles with thousands of games on, and also the bar again, it's all bespoke.
That's cool.
You've got a cocktail called Sweet Fighter, which I had a couple of. So I played some games from there, so I'll mention them, I suppose, later. Apart from that, and just sorting stuff out in the house, I've not really done much. What about you?
Yeah, I'm actually looking at we on our notes page, we have like a list of bits and pieces that we do and what we've done in the week. And mine is blank because it was...
That's not like you.
No, I mean, I have to think about it. I mean, it was a busy week of work for me. I was away on different meetings and different bits and pieces, and then Monday was a day off because it was this holiday in the south, and I did try and take Thursday and Friday off, but it didn't quite work out. I mean, Thursday was crazy. I had a job going on just outside Dublin, and I had a team in, and we were moving this really big oven, a big, big, massive round pizza oven, out of a store, like a convenience store. And I was kind of doing this as a favour. It was being moved from one site to another, and we'd went and done a survey. We're getting paid for it, to even just to move this. So it was going from one potential customer to an existing customer. So I had surveyed it, and there was an extraction canopy, one of the big stainless steel canopies, over the top of this oven. And the suspended ceiling was up to the edge of the canopy, which is kind of normal.
Yeah.
When my guy, the oven itself weighs about a ton, and the canopy had to get moved a little bit to allow it to go past. So loosen the canopy, bring it up a little bit, slide it out in the pallet truck, away we go. Done. You know, food bits counter, we had to rebuild. When they started to do this, the suspended ceiling people had attached the suspended ceiling to the canopy. So when our guy started to lift it, about 12 ceiling tiles and lights started to fall out round the floor. And the suspended ceiling wasn't attached to anything else. All of the heavy-duty cables, the three-phase cables for all the lighting, alarms, were just lying on top of the suspended ceiling.
On top of the suspended, instead of being on cable tray.
Yeah, so we had to try and get everything put back together and retreat. Yeah. And we're going back in tomorrow afternoon. And going to take a second bite at it. So I was on Thursday, again, I'm on my day off. Judith's scowling at me because I'm not spending any time with her. So I'm on the phone to Genoa in Italy, the oven manufacturers, to see if we can take part of it apart so we don't have to touch the canopy. And we're going to give that a crack. But it has to come out tomorrow night because it's being fitted. So after my trip in Dublin, I'm heading away on down south because I want to babysit it going into the next place.
Yeah.
And to get it into the next place, we had just done a big, big job in it. 3 or 4 or 5 months ago with a big project I was involved in, and that counter is complete and it's welded and it's done, and the unit beside him, this unit, is empty. So what I'm doing to get this big oven in is I'm cutting a hole in the wall and bringing it through, and then going to have the wall replaced. So yeah, the next couple,
that's the most cost effective option though.
Yeah, we looked at it all sorts. So that's my next couple of days. So tomorrow I've got a meeting in Belfast, then on down to the office, and then on down to Dublin. I'll go away and stay. I'll travel then tomorrow night down to the other place, and then babysit that one on Tuesday, and come back up the road. So yeah, that way. Friday I sort of had a day off. The phone didn't ring that much, and it was good. I mean, what did we do? Oh yeah, I know what I did. Goodness, on Friday, so I have this big, so on my driveway, which is about, 150 yards long or so from the lane, I couldn't call it a road, but it's, when two cars go down our main road, they have to sort of slow down and separate to get past each other. So then that comes around the front of the house, but all around the back of the house, you can drive right around my house, the back side is all concrete.
Right.
And the concrete gets a bit yucky and dirty and slimy and yuck, and you power hose it. But Judith said, look, hey, why don't you go up to the farm shop and get some of that hydrochloric acid stuff?
Okay.
And it goes on. It's stuff they use to clean out. You buy it big 50-litre drums, and I bought two of these. It's what they clean dairy stalls with and dairy farms to sanitise it, but it just eats into stuff. So I bought I have a little weed sprayer, but I bought a Ghostbusters backpack. Yeah. So I come home and I just says, Judith, you know what? I'm going to put on. So I've done all the leaf blowing, and then thought, I'll put on the backpack here and get some old clothes on. And so I had old jeans, old shoes, a brand new diesel jumper, and a good T-shirt. And then a big, big old coat. And I thought, yeah, that's fine. The diesel jumper will be fine.
No.
So I fill the backpack up. I use it for the first time, and I didn't have all the tops tightened on it. So I'm starting to, so it has this pump at the side, and I'm pumping away and starting to spray, and I feel this liquid coming down my back. And yeah, this acid hydrochloric was going down my back and all down my trousers, and I go into the house and Judith said I could change to the shoes, my diesel jumper, brand new, ruined, t-shirt ruined, the coat soaked through, it looks like I've been in a tie-dye party, and I got changed, got everything tightened up, put it all back on again, and kept on going, and yes, it was working. I got into my second big 50-litre drum, and then it sort of coped a wee bit, and it's more wet, and I thought, yeah, frig it, I'm just going to keep going. And I could feel this, and it was getting, I was starting to go, ow, sugar, and I go. So once I didn't want to stop, and frig it, I'm big hurry, man, you know I can do this. So when I get in and strip off, I showered in between the first time again. So when I came back in and I strip off and go up to have the shower, and my back is all burnt down the back, red, bright red.
Bro.
And oh, my bum, man, and the back of my legs with acid. So acid! Yeah.
So when's your cost training?
I'm a health and safety nightmare. Oh, yeah. God. Just get on with it. Where's the goggles? No, I don't need those. But you know, but the concrete looks great.
Nice.
It looks great. So we did that, not much else. Friday night, layabout. Been watching, never watched it before. Boston Legal. It's old. It has William Shatner. It's this solicitor's office. It's like Suits, but lighter. And when Shatner plays one of the main characters, this Donnie Kane. I just love it because he goes around the office, he's like dottery, not dottery, but they all think he's losing his marbles. Maybe he is a bit. But he goes around, and when he's in an awkward situation, he's got this reputation as a fantastic solicitor or lawyer. And every time he comes up against something, he goes, Donny Kane. It's like me going, Robin T. Yeah. I just think it's brilliant. So, yeah, that's it now. Robin T.
Unlike William Shatner. I've watched a couple of films this week, actually. We had one day where we just said, right, we're not going to do anything. We're going to chill out. And, when I was watching the Marvel films in chronological order?
Yeah.
I've kind of got towards the end now. So I watched, is it Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings?
I've not a clue.
Have we not seen that?
No, they lost me when they started to go, I think, I don't know, around Black Panther some of those ones, it started to lose me a bit.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I watched Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings or Ten Golden Rings or something like that. That's a real cool film. Really, really good.
Okay.
You should watch it. It's brilliant. I've really enjoyed watching all of these films in chronological order. I've kind of skipped the TV series or seasons. I think there was Hawkeye, Loki.
Yeah.
And they
all lost me.
There was another one. I didn't like them. So I've just stuck to the films, and I've watched Shang-Chi. That was the one of them, and the other one was Jesus Christ. Oh my God, dead air. I can't remember the next film. It was something to do with... Oh, Eternals. I was going to say, it's something to do with the big guy and some... He got like a real...
Oh, wow, you really have got into them all. You're just like me and my submarine movies a year ago there.
Yeah. So I've really enjoyed watching it in that order. They all tie together really well. And there's very small things that happen in some of the films that really tie into them later on, and you're just like, oh, that's why that person does that, and it's just brilliant. So I watched Eternals. It's a bit of a tough watch, great at the start, a bit of a tough watch in the middle, great end, but again, it answers a lot of questions, and I think the next one I've got to watch next is Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's good, and it's a popcorn movie. It's good fun. He's a good Spider-Man.
I like him. He's quite. Apparently, in real life, in interviews, he gives a lot of the stories away. So
he's done that in the past.
They've told him now. Well, they've told him now that they won't tell him what happens or what he's actually doing in the scenes. They're just they just get him to do whatever he's got to do, and try not to cool. grasp. But yeah, so I've done that.
Cool. Well, the last thing I'll say about this sort of media stuff, I watched this week's episode of Andor. Really enjoyed it at last. Yeah. It's starting to come together really, really, really well. The new season of Handmaid's Tale is out now as well, so we've started to watch it. It's heavy going. She's kind of, on the edge. So, yeah, that's kind of what I'm at there that way. Anyway, I'm going to be asking you to talk about Games with Gold and stuff like that there. No sense talking about October. I didn't up these bits, but we can do the Games with Gold for November, I suppose. So would you have a wee chat about that, Peter?
Yeah. So Games with Gold for November, Praetorians HD Remaster is available from the 1st to the 30th of November, and Dead End Job, which is available mid-November 16th to December the 15th as well. We haven't got any PlayStation Plus, I don't think, but Amazon Prime Games for November, Fallout New Vegas Ultimate Edition, WRC 9, whatever that is, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, Facility 47, Etherborn, Whispering Willows, The Last Day of June. So they're all your Amazon Prime games. We'll have to write PlayStation. PlayStation November's Knockout City, whatever that is. I've never heard of that. First Class Trouble and Re-Reckoning. I've not heard of any of those games, to be honest. There we go. Epic Game Stores. We've got Warhammer 40,000. And I think that's it, isn't it? The other one's only available until November the 3rd. That's pretty much it, I think, Robin. You've put yourself on mute, I think.
Yes, I'm just testing you just to see if
that's
you're
all right.
Just see if you're paying attention. I wouldn't do anything idiotic like that whatsoever.
No.
Okay. Some games that we've been maybe playing or not.
Said if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
Okay. Pete, have you been playing any games since we last spoke?
Some of the arcade games in NQ64 that I played, I'll mention some of those. So I've played Guitar Hero, and I've never played Guitar Hero on a big, huge arcade with all the big, massive speakers, the subwoofers and everything in front of you, and blaring music, like deafening. I've never played Guitar Hero like that, and the guitars weigh so heavy. So we ended up having a blast on that, and we worked out as well. We put tokens in because you get, it's £8 for 15 tokens. And we thought we'd have a little bit of a guitar off, whatever you play.
Get off.
One of those, a bit of a competition anyway between us. So we put in 4 tokens, we played multiplayer, and I managed to win that game, and I was player 2. And Shell dropped out, and because it was still on multiplayer, the arcade kind of glitched. Because he couldn't find anybody on the multiplayer. So we just kept on playing. So we just kept on playing and playing.
I love that.
So we played like 10 or 15 tracks we played. So Guitar Hero, we had a go on that. Bubble Bobble. Oh, that was really tough. It's surprising how unforgiving these arcades was. And you forget about it, don't you? How tough these things were when we were kids.
Money grabbers.
Yeah, they are, yeah. So Bubble Bobble. There was like a decathlon. Is it like field?
Yeah, decathlon.
Track and field. Yeah, you got it.
I have it up on the screen here now. The place looks really cool, actually. It does look
it's
cool.
Nice. This is another place. It's
turtles.
Got loads of graffiti.
Turtles.
Yeah, there was a Turtles arcade game. We didn't play that one. We played the 4-player Simpsons one, which is almost like the Turtles. It's very like mashing buttons all the time. Just wading your way through all of the stages. I played Street Fighter, and I didn't complete it. I was very disappointed about that. I played Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat, of course.
We played Time Crisis 3.
Oh, well, okay.
So they've got Time Crisis 2 and Time Crisis 3 there. So I played Time Crisis 3, House of the Dead 2. And I think that was it. And I don't think I played any more than that. I really enjoyed my time there. We didn't have much time, but that's the thing as well. It's not like the arcade club. You've got to pay for tokens all the time. So you are, you know...
Feeding the machines.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
Yeah, no, it looks cool.
There are some consoles in there, like I say, about 4 or 5 consoles, and they've got... they've been flashed, and their hard drives have got thousands and thousands of games, so you can play for free on a Super Nintendo controller or a PlayStation controller.
Right.
It's just that they get a bit more packed up. And there are little signs there that do say, this console is free, but please do buy a drink. And, you know, they're a tenner a cocktail, so that they've got to get some revenue somehow if people are on those consoles. So, it's a decent place if you're in and around Birmingham and you buy the Digbeth area, Custard Factory. That's well worth checking out anyway, NQ64. And they were the games, really, I've played. I've not touched anything else this week.
Well, I think actually the VG guys are talking about maybe doing a meetup next year, and whether it's in the arcade club or somewhere like that. I know that's maybe a bit more costly for people, but you know that would make me want to, you know, fly in for the day and out again. I'd want to maybe do a bit more than one day and have a few drinks and do a night in Birmingham but the arcade club would be cool as well. That would be
I think it'd be a good thing to do, because we could maybe jump onto the ghetto golf, and that other thing I bought for my brother as well is it's snooker, but it's like crazy golf with snooker.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay. That's Greg. Greg DeLisi. Go on. Greg DeLisi's in the chat. He's woke up after Extra Life. He is there. Hello. He's saying, hello, you beautiful nuts. Do you want to see my nuts right now, Greg? Hands up if you want to see my nuts right now. My goodness. There's Pete. Look at that head. Look at that image of that head right now. It's like a triangle. He's an alien. He's an alien with a beard. Triangular head. It is quite strange. I will keep my nuts in my package there. While I'm waiting for Pete, I'm actually just going to start to have a chat about what I've been up to. Of course, you know exactly what I've been up to. And it has to be Assetto Corsa. Of course it was. And some great things have happened in Assetto Corsa this week with me. And some bad things have happened in Assetto Corsa with me this week. It really has. It's been kind of tough and interesting all at once. I'm going to try and make this picture a little bit smaller. And get me in here while I'm waiting. So I'm just filling here, so I just want to get that in. Where am I? Where is that? That's not in. Why is that in there? So, and bring that up.
Sorry, Robin.
Sorry, it's all right. Okay, no problem. Mr. DeLacy's in the chat, buddy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't have time to catch up with him this weekend. I hope they did well.
Yeah. We'll get to that very shortly. So, this week, big things happened in my racing career. It really did. Good things, bad things. So, as you may be aware, I've been going through this Assetto Corsa Competizione game, and I've joined this LFM, which stands for Low Fuel Motorsport. And you have to do this really tough track, 7 laps without errors, at a certain time to get your basic rookie license.
Okay.
And they have a safety rating, and they have a thing called ELO, which is, so your safety is if you're bumping into people, and you have to have a certain standard of safety rating. And then you have this ELO, which is how you race. If you qualify 10th and you finish 14th, you'll have ELO taken off you. If you finish higher, you'll get more ELO. There's a mathematical equation of how it all works out. This is a 12-week season, and I was in about week 6, and unknowns to me, I go to sign up to the next race. I had a good race last weekend in Oulton Park in England, and I went to sign up to do another one, because you can do as many as you want through the week. And what happened was I couldn't. And I realized that I had been not relegated. I went up a division. I was out of rookies. I could no longer enter rookie races any longer. And I was up into the big leagues. And I had a title of iron. I was in the bronze category. So it starts with this. So after rookies, you go iron, iron plus, bronze, bronze plus, silver, silver plus, platinum, gold, blah, 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 blah. Alien, I think, is the last one. And so it goes into this Coach Dave Championship with an LFM, and they reflect the same tracks as rookies, or the rookies reflect theirs. So I go in for a couple of races, and I start my first race, and I qualified. You know, like in the rookies, I was in the top third, no problem. A couple of podiums, happy as Larry, good stuff, getting good results, and that's, you know, good. I'm upgraded. So I get into the qualifying for this first race, and there was 30 people in it, and I qualified 24th, and I'm all of a sudden, I'm at the back of the grid. Different, you know, so say these guys were doing a lap in 1 minute 30 in the rookies, these guys are doing it in 1 minute 24. Like, you know, it's like crazy. It's a massive leap. So I thought, yeah, that's okay, that's all right, but maybe I can improve in that. And I've done 3 or 4 races on the same track, Oulton Park, as it happens to be. And they have been disastrous. Absolutely and utterly disastrous. I had my last one last night. I keep on getting punted off the track. Some of it is my fault. Some of it is other people's fault. Some rookie mistakes. Some excitement on my part that I was maybe just too much. So I went to bed last night, and I was actually really pissed off at my lack of skill and how this is going. But today I woke up and went, right, okay, I'm going to draw a line underneath that. I'm going to start practicing on this week's circuit, which is on the screen now, which is COTA, Circuit of Americas. And I'm going to draw a line under it. I've had enough. But I've went now from the bronze rating, and I've actually... So I had my ELO, you start with 1,000, I was up to 1,500. I've lost over 200 ELO in this week. So I've been bumped down to the iron rating now, which is still in the good leagues, but I'm on the edge. I could get bumped back to the rookies again if I'm not careful.
Oh, so you can go back there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I drew a line on it, done a video today. It's up on Bongo's Bits on YouTube. You can watch it. And I sort of talk about what has happened and where I felt I was, and it's so rewarding and such a pain in the ass all at the same time. It's one of those loads and loads of videos out there for people that were just starting in ACC and getting into LFM, but there's not that many that I can see which are like guys in the middle that want to improve to the next stage. And so the YouTube videos are going up again. I would be racing anyway. The YouTube is a byproduct of what I'm doing. So and maybe if I get a few people watching them and can learn a bit, it's great. You know, Matt, funny, was watching the video today. Matt Parr, Empower, thanks very much, Matt. And I've sent him, says, look, you know, I've got all this kit now. You know, the kit is just. It's effort and money. Anybody can do that. You know, it's effort and money. That's all the kit there. And it's great. It's fabulous that I have all this fantastic kit. But now being able to use it properly and actually succeeding and really enjoy, I'm really enjoying it, but I want to do better than I'm doing. And that's persistence and learning and research and darn right stubbornness. And I have some of those qualities. I don't ever expect to be at the top of the heap because some of these guys are alien. I'm happy to be in the top 10. You know, there's something. I mean, last night I got punted off in that race last night, and I was right at the back of the grid. So after like lap 2, spun round, had to sit and wait until everyone went past. So there was me and this other guy from Spain, and we raced hammers and nails on each other's bumpers, overtaking the whole race through. And it was brilliant. I sent him a wee message last night to say, look, you know, I got punted off. I was really, really pissed off. But it was a fantastic race. Otherwise, even though I lost ELO for it. But It was a fantastic race. So I am still very, very much enjoying my time with it. It is joyful and frustrating all at once. So Boomer says practice, practice, practice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely.
Is the community good then within that racing game?
Yeah, so I suppose if you think about ordinary multiplayer lobbies in any game, there are dicks out there, and you can imagine it when there's no real rules. So people pile over the top of each other and ruin each other's races all the time. And I mean, my races have been ruined. It's inexperience and enthusiasm and just stupidity on my part and some other. And being at the back of the grid, you're always going to be in the middle of a first corner pile up and stuff like that. So there's a wee bit of luck that way. But this LFM, the low fuel motorsport stuff, they are very, very strict about. I mean, yes, the game has its own set of rules in it, but they have their other. They pull the data from it and have the rules, so they know when you leave the track a little bit, when you break the track boundaries, you get minus points. And at the end of the, there's a report comes at the end of each race, and it records all of your stats and your data and your safety rating. And there's a graph. And if someone punterinos you, I mean, on purpose. Or you feel really aggrieved that somebody makes a bad move, there's a full reporting system. So you recorded video, you send it in, and it gets reviewed. And now you don't get any points back, but the other person, they'll get a right talking to. And if it's serious enough, like causing a major pileup on the first corner on purpose, you'll get a ban for life, stuff like that. So
ban for life?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Now, so I'm into this. So I'm in this new league now. I had, when I finished the rookies, my division, I was in Division 3. There was 2,800 people in my division. And when I got upgraded, I was 430th, I think it was, 432nd. So out of 2,800, that's okay. That's all right. So I'm back there at the bottom. There's about 3,000 in my league now. And I'm in the top. And two and a half thousand where you start, so I'm working my way back up through there again. And after this general league, then you go into the pros. So the guys online that do the great videos like Jardier and Jimmy Braun, Broadbent, and all those guys, that's another leap on again. So anyway, like, I'm enjoying it. Yeah, we'll look into my live sessions when I go up. It's up on Twitter. I'm doing it on my own channel, so it's on Twitch and it's on it's on where else? Twitch and where else? Oh, yeah, YouTube. And, come along and watch me either get really frustrated. There was one guy commenting on one of the videos this week to say, yeah, really enjoying your videos. You could maybe tweak this on your screen and that on your screen. And, you know, just calm down. You're going to give yourself a heart attack. Just don't. It's just, yeah, I can see you. You're all, oh, I am. Fuck you! So yeah. Anyway, okay. So one thing here, Greg is saying is he's adding a request for the downloading of Among Us and Dead by Daylight for the future community play. He'll have much more say last week. I think he had a great time with Dead by Daylight to the Night, which is, I think it's sort of that horror movie where Freddy Krueger or somebody is coming after you. One is the body, and it's like Evolve, I think, sort of thing. But with, So four people have to survive the horror movie type thing. And Among Us is the thing that all the kids play. So, but yeah, that's everything I've been playing. I've had some decent time with my time off. And I have to admit that was one of the days that I was working from home. I did the lunchtime DeLacy special. You know that one. So that's what I've been up to game wise. I'll have a sup of my iron brew and we will go straight into some news.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, news. This weekend was Extra Life weekend, Pete. You know what Extra Life is, don't you?
I certainly do.
What is Extra Life, Pete?
It is basically raising money for children's hospitals across the United States. And people who want to take part in that play video games for 24 hours. 20. That's right. They play for a whole day.
Friggin' right.
Non-stop. And I've done this myself. Robin, I don't know how many times I've done this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bloody tough challenge. And I don't know how many years now that these two have been playing this now, but it's gotta be tough on their bodies when they do this year in, year out. It just mentally, you know, you just think, oh my god, it's come round so quick this year, and you know, you got to sign up to that thing again. And yeah, you play for 24 hours straight. You can raise money. People stream these.
Wow.
And basically, there's a website as well. Extra Life, is it extralife.com?
So it's extra-life.org. Greg DeLisi is in his 13th year. 13 years. They've raised, I don't know what the exact figure is over the years, but it must be up to the gut. I don't want to overestimate or underestimate. It must be the guts of $50,000 at this stage. It must be.
I would say so.
So this year, I didn't partake again. I'm a bad boy. It's been a few years since I've done it. I think I've done it about four times now. But this year, some of our own and our community members there, Kim was at it, Greg, of course, Lewis Raimondo, and of course the wonderful Wallowitz family that do it every year. I checked a little while ago. Greg might be able to update me as well, but when I looked earlier on, it was over $3,500 so far this year. So well done again, guys. That's absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure that total will go up. While I was doing the ironing this morning, I stepped in and they were playing some Halo. So it was at the end of it all. And you could hear Greg's voice as it was what happens. The voice starts to go. It is. I know you say, oh, you're playing video games for 24 hours. That sounds like fantastic. But I tell you what, come 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, those horrible hours, like from 3 o'clock to 8. I used to start at 8 in the morning, but from sort of 3 to 8 in the morning, when the house is starting to get colder, and then you get really cold and clammy, and you start. I remember a few years ago playing with Greg in the middle of the night, and I of course came on as Chirpy Robin, Robin Tate, Donny King. His humour was gone. Look, well done, guys. Fantastic. £3,500 our dollars this year, and I'm sure it's higher than that, and it'll end up higher. It's a fantastic achievement. Please go to extra-life.org, and you go there and just search for VG Hub. That will bring up the team, and you can donate a dollar. You can donate a fiver or whatever you want to do. It always be appreciated. It goes to really good causes to help kids in need. And you know I like kids. I keep lots of them around here. So go and help those wee kids and support the guys. So extra-life.org, VG Hub. Go and donate a pound, a dollar, a fiver. Okay, cool. Well done, guys. Right, very important news here. Fortnite, the wonderful game, the fabulous game that has taken over the world. It's 5 years old, believe it or not, Pete.
I thought it was older than that.
Yeah, well, at least 5 years old now. Thankfully for people like you and me that want to go and play this game now, there's a tutorial.
There needs to be, man. There really needs
so to they've be. Now added a tutorial. And that's very, very handy for people that want to start playing this game. So, imagine that. So they put it out on a PC, and now it's out for consoles as well. So, well done, Epic. That was, I'm sure it's a fun. It must be the best tutorial ever after 5 years.
Do you know what, though? Do you know what? That was the thing that really turned me away from the game, was the building. So if it does show you how to do that, it's Battle Royale, you can go in there, shoot shit up, and it's fine, you can have a laugh. But when it comes to the building element of that Battle Royale game, you're just like, my son can build a four wall, they call it a four wall, don't they? And you build a four wall and a roof, and he can build it as quick as I could blink. And if they could show you how to do stuff like that, it'd be brilliant. But it's a bit too late, isn't it, really?
I'm sorry. My kids are still into it. I mean when they're in at the screen at home or in the house, I mean, they're watching Fortnite videos of, and the, you just watch them even when I come in here and they're at it, and they're so quick. I mean, they're literally running up the stairs, building at the same time, and wow, these kids.
It's so good to watch somebody play like that, but yeah, difficult.
Yeah. I don't
this
think
next one.
I don't think it's for me. Okay. PlayStation for the players. The VR2 costs have been revealed, and it's fabulous value. Absolutely fantastic. I had a PlayStation VR1. It's a fantastic piece of kit. I kept it for about a month, and I sold it for an extra £100 more than I actually paid for it because there was such a rush on them at the time. I felt a little guilty. So the prices have been revealed, and actually the VR2 is going to cost more than a PS5. Well done. Well done there, PlayStation. Fantastic. So they've revealed that the $550 headset is going to release in February 2023. And after a slow drip feed of teases and details, we now know a ton about Sony's new PlayStation VR2 headset for the PS5, including its launch lineup, release date and price point. The last bit will no doubt be the most controversial. Sony revealed on Wednesday of this week that PSVR2 will cost $550, even more than the PS5 required to run it. And I believe in the UK we're being fleeced. I think it's even more expensive. I think it's maybe even a direct conversion or a little bit higher. The $550 price point itself is higher than the original $500 PSVR bundle. I think I paid £299 or maybe £349 for it at the time. Yeah. For the PS4, and doesn't even include any games. As revealed in a PlayStation blog post today, those will cost extra. And I actually don't think it was backwards. I don't think this is backwards compatible either. Anyway, we'll get to that. The Horizon Call of the Mountain Pack in bundle, which includes the VR spin-off of Guerrilla Games' Horizon Zero Dawn series, that'll cost $600. So what does the base price get you, Pete? The $550 package only includes the PSVR2 headset, PSVR2 Sense controllers, stereo headphones. Even the charging dock comes separate for another $50. And if you're a VR enthusiast, that means the entire package, the PS5 included, will run you over $1,000. That's a big ask, including this. Depend on the specs. And it also has a big cable. It still has a big cable. Yeah. Doesn't it? Does it still have a cable? Or maybe not? Am I shooting them in the wrong? Maybe they've got rid of the cable. If they haven't, oh dear, that's very sad. Yeah. It seems like a lot of kit. When you think about, I mean, the Oculus has went up in price a bit, but it's great. It's fully fledged.
Yeah, but that doesn't come with any games, though. You have got to pay for games, but not at that price.
Yeah.
It just, yeah, you do have to pay for
games. Do you know
what?
If you're a VR enthusiast and you're invested in the PlayStation infrastructure, I suppose it might make some sense to you, but it's the same price or more than the actual system itself.
I'm only assuming the prices are so high just to try and claw back some business that they've lost because of the parts that are missing or not available for the PS5s. And, I mean, they can say inflation, can't they? But that's just taking the
Again, when I compare it to an Oculus, I mean, you don't have to have it attached to your console.
No, and they're great. They are so great.
And, I've just confirmed that this unit still has a cable attached.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay. Or I'd imagine the games would run a lot more smoother with the cable attached. I know with your Oculus, they are great, aren't they? They run perfectly as far as I've... Even your fast-paced games like the boxing games and Beat Saber, they're very smooth. But what are the graphic differences? I don't know. There must be exponential if it's still got a cable attached to it. And it's... I don't know.
Okay. Well, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe it'll be absolutely flipping fabulous and it'll be wonderful and everybody will love it. And Yeah. Do you know what? They will sell Dam Busters because Sony fans are just, they'll suck it up. And, you know, it'll sell and sell really, really well eventually. But coming into a time of tightness, and I think
recession,
things are going to be tight until, goodness, this time next year, before things start to turn around. It needs some decisive leadership from in America and in the UK before those things are going to happen, really. So, Okay, the last thing that I want to talk about is semi-gaming related and semi-not gaming related, but there is a gaming link to it. And it was something that happened this week in NASCAR. And a guy called Ross Chastain was in the NASCAR. They have different, to get into the final big sort of playoffs, you have to win certain heats, so you have to be in the top five. And in the last lap of a particular race, he was not going to be in this. He was going to be seventh, and he wasn't going to qualify, or eighth.
Okay.
And he wasn't qualified. So instead of giving up, this is a quite a tight little circuit. If you remember Gran Turismo, the way to get really, really fast at times where you ran around the barriers off the track. So on PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, even back in game, he says this was actually GameCube. I have some video of it here, which I'll put up now. And he just does a pure all or nothing move around the track on the very, very last lap. If we can see this here, it's coming up. I'm sorry if you're not watching this, but look it up on the YouTube channel. So he says, I got to win. If you thought he was there, you got to win, got to win, got to win, got to get in, got to get in here. And he throws it round the concrete barrier on the very, very last lap and gets the position that he needs to. And the whole racing industry has been talking about it for the last week because it's just a pure video game move. It's coming up right now. I believe this is a short enough video. So if you can see that now, Pete, there he is. Bump, 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 bump. There's a checkered flag. And done. If you can see that, it's just...
What the hell?
Absolutely awesome. Even the commentators were going, what was that? So he went from 10th place to 5th place. And he had the best lap. He included the best lap of an extra 2.5 seconds. So there it is again coming. Wrecked the car, but got in 10th to 5th, last corner. Whoa! Just think that is absolutely awesome.
Wow, awesome. Look at his crew as well. They got nuts.
Yeah, just lovely to see something different like that. That's kind of cool. So yeah, that's what he did, and it just brought me back, of course, to old PlayStation 1 days and what you did to try and you game the game. So that was kind of fun. I liked that, and that's about all of the news that I'm going to do this week, Pete. It really is. Yeah. We have some new releases here. If you would like to have a chat through those new releases, that would be kind of wonderful if you can see those.
Certainly do, between the 6th and 12th of November. So we've got A Little to the Left, which is on the PC and Mac, which is available November the 8th. Football Manager 2023, which is available on all of the platforms from November the 8th. Oddworld Soulstorm, which is on the Switch November the 8th. Return to Monkey Island, which is available on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S on November the 8th. Is it Sifu or Saifu?
I don't know, it's available fucking... on...
available on the Switch November the 8th. Sonic Frontiers, pretty much on every platform on November the 8th. I'm really interested in this one. God of War Ragnarok. So God of War Ragnarok, it comes out on November the 9th on PlayStation 5 and PlayStation 4. Vampire Survivors is on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One, which is available on November 10th. Atari 50, the anniversary celebration.
Churn them out.
That's pretty much coming out on everything on November the 11th. Resident Evil 2 is available on the Switch on November 11th too. And Tactics Ogre Reborn is available on PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Switch and PC November the 11th. And the last one, Valkyrie Elysium, which is available on PC on November the 11th. And that's pretty much your week ahead and game releases.
Mm. So God of War, will that be a purchase for you?
Yeah, I'm going to get that beforehand, get it ready. Yeah.
Did you see the trailer for it with, what do you call him?
Boy.
The actor. Hold on.
I don't
know. God of War. I'm just going to pull it up here now. God of War Ragnarok. And it was a trailer with, I'm going to put it, Ben Stiller. And I'm going to put it up here now, actually. See if it appear there. Oh, wrong screen. There we go. Where is that? There. Oh. It's an alien cloning as Marines. Why is it an alien cloning Marines?
The only thing I've seen was the official trailer. And I just saw the start, and his young lad's obviously got a little bit older, but I didn't really watch it. I don't want to. I hate any spoilers as far as when you're playing big games like this, and I just don't want to know.
No, this wasn't a spoiler. This was Ben Stiller and crew in this.
Right.
I can't bring it up. Anyway, Ben Stiller is dressed up like our hero, and John Travolta's in it. You have to watch. Look. If you haven't seen it, it's very very weird. And Ben Stiller's in the full costume with the red and the axe and the armor and the beard and the scar on the face. And
it doesn't look Kratos then.
Yeah, and they're sitting around the fire chatting about the new game. And it has Ben Stiller, LeBron James, and John Travolta in it. So, yeah, nice. It's weird. And, of course, Ben Stiller is as weird as you'd ever expect him to be. So, but I will, the first one's fab. I've been playing it away. I'm taking it away. I'm in the hotel tomorrow night, and I'll be playing a bit more of it there when I'm away tomorrow evening if I'm not too tired. So, I hope you enjoy it. I hope to hear all about it when you have it.
Well, I'm hoping to play it. Hopefully I'll get time. If not, I've got it there ready. It's definitely a day one, though.
Mm. Cool. Okay. Play dates. Wednesday night is Halo night. Modern Warfare 2, Warfare 2, the remake redone. I watched some of Greg playing this yesterday morning, and it looks fab. Actually, I'm tempted, not for the multiplayer, Pete, but for the single player campaign again, because it was epic. And you're a bit like me. That's the game. Modern Warfare 2 is the game that probably got me into the community.
Yeah.
Way back when your brother called me out, you bastard.
It brought so many people together, that game.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, and people that I played with became friends for years and years and years. But just watching that again, I would love to play through the single player. I'd probably dip into the multiplayer a little bit and get my fix and way on, but I'd be tempted. Yeah. So Wednesday night, 8 PM, 9 PM UK time for about an hour. It'll either be Halo or Modern Warfare 2. Have fun with that. And then on Friday nights, you can be Greg's regular Friday night thing. They had fun again through Extra Life with PUBG. You can be his regular Friday night thing and get some chicken dinners.
But that might change. Among Us and Dead by Daylight maybe.
Could be in there too. Yeah, some variety. Yeah, variety is the spice of life, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah, and of course, when you see me on, if you want to start playing in some racing games, please knock me up. I'm going to start up a team Bongo in ACC, and you can join the team. And we can, there are longer races if you get into. There are 2 hour, 6 hour, 24 hour races there. We can do stuff like that there as a team and swap seats live. That's a possibility. I would love if other people are interested. And if you are interested in racing stuff, just knock me up. Be careful. Anyway, that's nearly a show just for the two of us, Pete, I think.
It sure is.
You can get us every single week here. Email the show at podcast@ocpod.com. Tweet us at @OC_podcast, and the Facebook is fb.ocpod.com. And of course, there's Discord. It's the future. Yeah, well, it's sort of. I mean, do you know what? I've been using Discord some of the racing stuff, because that's how you communicate with the server admins.
All right, okay.
And I know the guys experimented with Discord over the weekend, but with limited success or some success, because there is a crossover now between PC and Xbox as well with right. Discord. There's an app you do or something like that there. But yeah, I hear it's the future. It's a thing. So yeah, send us an email, contact us through some social media, and it'll be fabulous. Okay, let's wrap the show up and say goodbye to people and get on with our lives. Peter?
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna say shout out to anyone, but I had a phone call from my dad tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really strange. He doesn't normally ring on a Sunday night. And when I answered the phone, he went, Pete? I went, yeah? He went, it's you. I said, yeah. I said, what's the matter? He says, I thought your phone was broke. I said, my phone's not broke. You've just called me on it. I'm fine. He says, oh my God. I said, what's the matter, Dad? He says, I had a text about 6 hours ago saying, hi, Dad. I've dropped my phone down the toilet. I'm just using this mobile phone. Can you message me back? And my dad fell for it.
Mm.
And I've told my dad time and time again, if you do not see our name or on the message, or you don't see us, calling you from our own mobile phones, take no notice of them. They're just scams. So anyway, he's
Pete,
been talking.
Pete.
Yeah.
It's something like you would do. You drop the phone in the toilet. That would be something like you would do.
I've got two phones. I've got one for work as well. But anyway.
Dodgy. So very dodgy. He's, two phones.
Yeah, I'm a pimp. And he says, I've been talking to this person, and he said that it was you. And he said that he needed a £1,800 bill paying as well. And I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no. Dad,
please, for God's sake, do not tell me that you've given me any bank details. Anyway, he tried to phone Mike. He tried to phone Tara. And then, by accident, he phoned my phone. I don't know how he did it, but he phoned me, and I answered. He was very, very close in pain. This I'm just going to say, if you see any texts, anybody, for goodness sake, do not fall for them. If you don't see, if you only see, like, numbers that don't relate to any of your contacts, take no notice of them, because it's just absolute bull, and it's getting very convincing now these days.
Yeah.
And they can get caught out just like my dad did today. So,
goodness. And he was talking to this person, text?
Okay. It was all digitally. So,
Oh, well, I'm glad he didn't. That is awful. Yeah, yeah. It used to be they were laughable, the phishing emails that come in. And if you examine most of them now, you can see the typo or the error or the bits and pieces in them or the thing isn't real. But they are getting better and better and better all the time now.
They are, yeah. So, there you go.
Hold on, sorry. Sorry, my name is Robin, and I fall in the toilet. Please pay me $800 immediately so I can get out. There's an urgent request. Sorry, Greg has fallen into the toilet again. Again. Anyway, I would like to say Cindy, speaking of Greg, Cindy got the boot. Cindy was a wick crap. She mop. A flipping crap mop. She didn't mop the floor. She left slimy marks all over the floor. If you want Cindy to come into your house to mop the floor, don't bother. She's useless. Absolutely. I had to phone them up and say, I'm sending Cindy back again. So I'm quite sure if you had a dull floor, Cindy would be fine, Pete. But in my house, Greg does a good job cleaning the kitchen, cleaning the hallway and the living room and the bedrooms. But Cindy, she's not Mrs. Mop. Maybe you have a dull tile, but not a shiny tile. She left a smeary mess everywhere. She's just terrible. So Cindy's gone home. So goodbye, Cindy. It was lovely because I could say that woman's name. Please ask Greg to vacuum the kitchen. And that woman's name would come back to me and go, I'll ask Greg to vacuum the kitchen. Do you want Cindy to mop it afterwards? And it was beautiful. If it had worked, it was just so enjoyable to be able to say those things. to have Greg and Cindy cleaning my house, but sadly, it's not going to be a thing. Sorry, Greg. Sorry, Cindy. Don't hit me. The next time I see Cindy, she is going to plant me so hard on my big nose that I am going for it. I really am. Joshua, my son, Joshua, is in Canada right now. He's just back from Amsterdam, and now he's off in Canada having a great old time. Photographs from the CN Tower and all over. Look, he's having a ball. So he had holidays to take, and he said, "Oh, Dad, I'm going to Amsterdam, and I've just booked to Canada. I'm going over to see some mates, some friends." So he's in Canada having a great old time. So stay safe, son. And finally, _ loves Cher and Foster on Instagram. Go and have a look at what my wife and her sisters and all are up to, and us as a family and fostering. Lots of stuff going on there as well. And Bongo's Bits, of course, on YouTube for my racing adventures. Everybody, the guys in the chat, we had Murphy's Law in there. We had Lord in there, of course. We had Boomer in there. Thank you very, very much for joining. You can do that live every week, and it's fab. And we will be back next week, 9 o'clock in the UK and all the other times around the world. And come and join the show. Thank you very, very much for listening, and we will catch you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.